1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Heat in the Northeast, wildfires in the West, a tropical storm in the Gulf. Welcome to the first day of summer. Boston setting a new record yesterday, 98 degrees. The fire burning near Ruidoso, New Mexico has claimed two lives so far and forced the entire town to flee. And tropical storm Alberto is expected to make landfall soon in Mexico. Some big Supreme Court cases are still outstanding.
With just a week left in its scheduled term, the Supreme Court has yet to issue opinions in key cases involving a city's power to control homeless encampments, government's ability to prohibit gun ownership by domestic abusers, whether the Biden White House applied too much pressure on social media companies to remove posts, and whether Donald Trump enjoys absolute immunity for his official acts as president. There's no way to know when any of these cases will come down. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
A new bill in Louisiana now requires every public school classroom from kindergarten through college to display a copy of the Ten Commandments. This is ABC News. A year after a law was passed to protect pregnant workers, some experts say enforcing it has become a problem. ABC's Daria Albinger has the story.
It's been a year since the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act was signed into law. It was intended to provide reasonable accommodation to a qualified employee's known limitations related to, affected by, or arising out of pregnancy or childbirth, unless the accommodation would cause an employer undue hardship. The legal organization, A Better Balance, says many employers don't know about it or misunderstand the scope of the act. Others simply refuse to comply. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
And a French swimmer making his country's Olympic team and then putting those dreams in danger all in a matter of seconds. After Raphael Fente-Demirs qualified in the 100-meter freestyle, he was so happy he celebrated by slapping the water so hard that he dislocated his own left shoulder. Now it's unclear whether he'll heal in time for the games. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. DNA testing confirms an arm found on an Illinois beach belonged to Shardae Robinson. Maxwell Anderson is accused of killing and dismembering the 19-year-old Milwaukee Area Technical College student in April. Other remains were found at different places around southeast Wisconsin. A big explosion Wednesday morning rocked downtown Madison and Civic Media's John and Gordy show. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
John and Gordy were about to wrap up their show when
they do crank out the oil.
Good Lord.
Well, what was that?
It shook nearby buildings, including Short Stack Eatery. Co-owner Sinead McHugh talked to our Gordy Young.
I totally thought it was thunder.
Two construction workers were hurt, but they're expected to be okay. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
A good night for the Brewers' Freddie Peralta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 2-0 win over the Angels. After a couple of rough outings, the Brewers' ace, Freddie Peralta, pitched six scoreless innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
I thought Freddie was terrific. His focus was really good. He was consistent. When his windup and delivery are consistent, his pace is consistent. Really proud that Freddie battled the way he did tonight.
It's the Brewers' fourth series win in a row. Tonight, they open a four-game set in San Diego Chicago against the Padres. NFL former Packers tackle David Bakhtiari on ESPN asked, how does he think the Jets will do with Aaron Rodgers?
I don't think it's very wise for any betting man to say that Aaron Rodgers is not going to make the playoffs. I mean, if you even just look at his total career, he's only missed it a very few times. And most of the times he has missed has been from injury. And I know even I've been on one of the teams, even when he did miss the majority of the season because of injury, he still came back.
That's David Bakhtiari with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms are likely, a high near 79. For tonight, scattered storms and a low of 64. Some showers and thunderstorms on your Friday, otherwise partly sunny, a high near 87. Friday night, storms and 69. Saturday, scattered storms and 86.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
Days 12 and 13 of Biden's top 100 will be touching upon the residential tax credit, leasing for offshore wind energy, biofuels, and clean construction.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. It's the Gordy and somebody else's show here. And Mr. What Celebrity is, here.
What are you talking about?
You made appearances on every one of the local TV stations yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
You know, without any mention of John Peterson being scared to death.
Well, I didn't want to embarrass
him. He ran out of the room.
He took the initiative to go back for an interview, John. You
that's right.
Didn't.
Well, that's true.
I could have called
you. Hung out.
But I knew you were busy.
Yeah.
And so, I could have. They called me, you know, I don't know. And
well,
so.
Our boss, Catherine.
Yeah.
Posted a little chat on it, and I noticed it. And then I understood that you were doing all these appearances, and I'm thinking, well, I haven't gotten a text or anything from Gordy all day long.
I was busy. It was breaking news.
You came back downtown just to...
Do we want to set the table here?
Oh, yeah. There's a big explosion.
Big explosion yesterday. We happened to be on the air at the time. We happened to catch it on video and audio.
We are at Short Stack Eatery, where we are every Wednesday.
Yeah.
Do we want to play the recording from yesterday?
Well, sure. Well,
I guess
it's just
sure.
like our short recording.
Okay. Yeah. Let's right. play it. Yeah,
they do. So this... you know, they do crank out the oil.
Good Lord.
Well, what was that?
I think that was a...
thunder, I
sure.
think.
We think it's thunder. We're gonna fire. Boy,
the
that
whole
was...
building shook kind of, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
I wasn't
oh, yeah,
sure.
it did. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it did.
Oh, you know it did.
And, you know, I was thinking later, we're sitting right next to that plate glass window.
Yeah.
You know, and that was shake. It shook. Everything shook.
It, well, every did.
Yeah. The camera shook.
The interesting thing was, you know, we saw the fire engine and we saw the truck behind it. And
those came
up
first.
It came first.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, what's going on? And all of a sudden, you know, the explosion took place before I even got that out of my mouth.
Right. Yeah. And then everybody was stunned and looking around and like, what? You know, the place became very silent very quickly. And then people got up and started to kind of slowly get out of the restaurant.
You knew something was wrong when a fire truck is trying to go the wrong way on West Johnson.
Yes. Make the turn there.
Yeah.
Because apparently people had seen that smoke coming out of the manhole cover or whatever it was.
And they were worried.
We saw that,
too. Called,
they
called the fire department, and they didn't get there in time.
Well, and there are two people injured, and we don't know their status, but they're non-life-threatening injuries. They went to the hospital.
What the heck was down there? There's so much construction downtown. You got to wonder if they hit a gas line, what would have been a bigger explosion. Maybe. I don't know. It's pretty big.
Well, when something like that happens, there's an investigation already underway, and it may take a while to figure that out.
Yeah.
But, you know, who knows? Yeah, they could have been a couple of guys down there just, doing what they do, and... in a way, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much construction going on downtown right now.
Yeah.
They have to turn the gas lines on and off to get all the things
time.
Done.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, we hope those guys, whoever got injured, or they're going to be okay,
and
hopefully.
Some of the windows are broken downtown.
Yeah. And
it was that big of an explosion.
It was that big. And then so we had that. We came back and we saw we had the video.
Mm-hmm.
You, the three of us, yeah. Sam and you and I, looked at the video and saw, hey, we've got this. Mm-hmm. So I immediately went into I got to call somebody and get this.
Yeah.
So I called up the TV stations and got it out there.
Terry Bell went down there. We had a lot of material
there.
On this.
Yeah.
And the TV stations ate it up.
Well, they loved, you know, anytime they can find security footage or anything, you know, if there's an incident or an accident and they've got video, that's what they need. And so we got it out there, and all three stations.
Deservedly was a big story. I mean, it's something like that. When that happens, we normally see an empty lot where a building blew up. In this case, that didn't happen, thank goodness.
Thankfully,
And no one was seriously injured.
Yeah. And so then a little while later, after I got home, then I started getting some contacts from a couple of reporters, and I went.
Got all those contacts at the TV stations. You abandoned them for 25 years, and they
I know a couple of the news people and news directors, so they asked me to come back downtown, and so I drove back into the traffic again. The traffic was a mess for several hours downtown. They had it all blocked off. But, so talked to a couple of reporters, and, you heard what it is.
We could hear one of them.
Yeah.
We could hear the, Channel 3 report? Let's check that out right now.
Oh, sure.
Okay, here.
Okay.
Listen.
Channel 3.
They do, they do crane job.
Good Lord.
Well, what was that?
I think that was a...
Thunder, I think.
Sure.
Well, that was the moment an underground explosion shook downtown Madison this morning. And that's where we find our Maddie Heimsch tonight with details of both the incident and firsthand accounts from neighbors. Maddie, what have you learned?
Yes, Susan, I'm at the intersection of North Broome and West Johnson Streets, where that explosion blew a manhole cover out of the ground just before 8 a.m. this morning, making a noise that neighbors tell me was like thunder, but twice as loud. Take a listen.
It was a huge boom. I mean, it scared us away.
That's how neighbor Carl Vahuska woke up this morning, scared. The downtown resident says his lamp was knocked over, his blinds off the wall, and when he looked outside, shattered windows lined the block.
Shattered
the source,
windows.
An underground blast lifting a manhole cover feet from the ground and smoke rising from beneath.
Definitely, I think everyone on this block probably heard it.
Gordy Young doesn't need to recall the sound.
Yeah,
live on air for his
and
radio show just
engines,
a block from the incident, he was
right
caught in the moment as it happened.
Suddenly, this just enormous sound, it sounded like thunder.
First,
it was much deeper and much more resonant than thunder, and the table shook and the window next to it.
The whole building shook, kind of, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I think I said, oh, Lord, or something like that.
Following the blast, two construction workers were taken from the site at 301 North Broome Street to the hospital, but their fire-related injuries were deemed non-life-threatening. Madison Gas and Electric replaced the construction crews on the scene, investigating potential further threats from the underground system where the explosion originated, eventually reporting only, quote, residual odors.
It was something I'll never forget, just the feeling. Just the actual vibration.
Yeah.
There you go.
Madison Gas and Electric is still here on scene, continuing to investigate what exactly caused that explosion. For now, reporting live in downtown Madison, Maddie Heimsch, News 3 Now.
That's pretty good.
Well, you know, when you're good in the coverage moment like that, I could have, you know, we might have said some expletives, but thankfully.
That's true.
Thankfully, we didn't do that. But,
yeah. Or speculate too much.
Yeah. But, so that was something.
It was.
It'll be interesting to see what actually occurred there, you know, once they're done with the investigation.
Yeah,
so.
And then they directed us away from Wes Johnson.
Yes.
They told us to go down the other street.
It's like, which you're getting back to the station. Idea. We're half a block away.
I know. I could have walked here. It took us a half hour to go all the way around downtown to get here.
It's crazy.
Oh, God. The one moment where I take, oh, yeah, I'll ride with you.
Yeah.
Normally, I like to get my steps in, walk right. back up to the station from right. the short stack. It's only a block away.
Yeah. Yeah, all three of us were in the car. Just like, no, turn this way.
We're
no, turn
sweating
that way.
It out. Yeah.
We can't going, get oh back to God. The station. Yeah, and then we got back. All right.
It was like a summer trip through southern hell.
Anyway, that was yesterday. Now let's move on, right?
No.
No, we want to live in this?
We're going to relive this for the rest of our lives.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, could have been yeah. a whole lot worse.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
it could have been really yeah. crazy. So.
Part of me really, you've yeah. seen the movie Christmas Vacation, right?
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Part of me wants it to be that some guy with an RV was dumping all of his sewage into the storm drain, and that's what caused the explosion.
It's very possible. Very possible. You know what was weird? I mean, all the people in the restaurant, nobody panicked or anything.
No,
you know, but it yeah. did sound like a bomb.
It was. It I mean, sounded it was, very close. Too.
Yes, yes. And then we thought for a moment maybe a car ran into the building or something.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was
yeah.
like that. Impactful.
Yeah, it was like a car accident if you're real close to one. And
right.
Been to one like that.
Yeah.
It's loud and it shakes everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just so strange. And we saw the fire truck first and yeah. then the explosion.
Right. Right. Didn't, yeah, the timeline
yeah.
was kind of odd.
It was crazy. Time it was frame. Crazy. Hey, should we get a few days into the week?
Let's
here?
Do the national day calendar. Right. Why not? Yeah, here we go.
Did is you it, make up one this time?
I did.
All right.
one of these is made up. Is it National Seashell Day? She sells seashells by the seashore. Hike with a Geek Day. Is it that? Or is it, well, how do you pronounce this? Coin Aman Day? Is it Ice Cream Soda Day?
It's not Ice Cream Soda
is it,
Day.
Is it National Space Day?
We just talked about ice cream sodas, didn't we, the other day?
Is it Anne and Samantha Day? What?
Oh, no.
Is it Vanilla Milkshake Day? Or is it American Eagle Day? Which one of those days does not belong? You already tipped your hand.
Ice cream soda day.
No, it is ice cream
oh my
soda
gosh,
day. You
again?
Lose again. Sam?
I don't think that there was a fake one in there, was there?
There was.
Oh, then I missed it.
Well, you guys, you know, you're kind of skipping out on
Anne
this.
Anne and That's Samantha it. Day seems really stupid.
That does seem stupid, but it is
oh
Anne
my
and
gosh.
Samantha Day. We'll find out about that in a moment. It's not National Space Day.
He likes the buzzer. He wants to hit the buzzer. That's.
I said National Space Day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it's not that.
Oh.
Okay.
Did anybody hear him say that?
I didn't.
Just made that up.
I
didn't hear him
no,
say
that. No, I
either.
Said it. I said it. You can
sure?
listen to the tape. That's why we need instant replay here. What did you just say?
Here, let's All right,
find
well,
out.
Let's get to some of these
we
great days and
well,
find
out
why,
out
why they
on this,
came
but,
about.
Okay. It's not, you know, this is one of the days I did make up a while back, National Seashell
you
Day.
You did.
Remember
no,
that?
We were talking about your the mantle around your fireplace
right.
being seashells. Yeah.
There is actually a National
oh,
Seashell
no.
Day, and it's today. It reminds us to put our toes in the sand and admire the beauty of seashells. This is stupid. Shellers get ready to celebrate and start shelling. To those not in the know, shellers are beachcombers who collect seashells by scouring the beaches for gems left behind by snails and mollusks. It's National Seashell Day.
It should be ask yourself what you're living for day.
Why live?
What the hell?
National Seashell Day is here to tell you all about it and make sure you check out the local beaches during prime shelling season. So there you go.
Oh, wow.
We got a bunch more.
Thank you. That's so in-depth.
And coming up on the John and Gordy Family Explosion Day After Show.
We survived
like
the explosion.
We survived, and we'll look at the history books, too. Coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Is this percolator?
It's perky.
Perky.
Yeah. Okay. How's the coffee this morning?
It's wonderful.
Well, we're still out, so I rebrewed the same grounds from yesterday.
Oh, no.
You can't do that.
That's not going to work.
Oh, no.
I am just appalled. I'm running from the building.
How can we be out of coffee?
I heard we ordered more, so we're waiting on it to come in.
We got to, you know...
What is with it? Yeah.
Well, this is what radio is all about, coffee.
Yeah, right. Especially this hour of the morning. All right, back to the National Day Camp.
All right. Yes, again, the seashell thing is an interesting...
Well, you want to go back to that?
Just for a little aside.
Okay.
When you're a kid, seashells are really interesting for some reason.
Yeah.
Right?
You're right. You hold them up to your ear, you can hear the sound of the ocean.
Or even, you know, in the lakes in Wisconsin, they have all the seashells.
Yeah, I like seashells. I mean, I'm not a collector of them, but I think they're cool.
Yeah, they're pretty cool looking, yeah. And you could see them on your guitar, the ebony.
Yeah, okay. No, but okay.
Something like it. I mean, it looks
abalone.
A little abalone,
okay.
Right? I mean, it looks something like that, right?
Sure.
Well, I mean, you know, it's just something. As a kid, you just kind of like, I'm just going to drag this out forever.
There's more about the seashells, actually.
Oh, there is.
Tips for shellers.
Oh.
Never collect live shells. When in doubt, always put them gently back in the water. Check local ordinances. You know there are ordinances in some beaches,
for
I guess?
Shells?
Only take a small number. Shells are part of the ecosystem, helping to preserve and create the beaches we enjoy visiting. The best time for shelling is 1 hour before and 1 hour after low tide. Following the high tide shell line where the largest waves stop, and then watch for full and new moons.
Huh. Wow.
They have higher gravitational pull on the tide and reveal more seashells. And storms also churn up the ocean floor, sending more shells to the surface and the shore for collectors.
Doesn't seem like there's much of a shortage then, so.
Got plenty of them.
A lot of shells.
That's a lot of shells. Right. Okay.
And then you can, you know, glue them up around your fireplace. I'll never forget. I'll never forget seeing that in a house. I was a realtor at one time, and I'm standing there looking at just a seashell wall around the fireplace.
Some people love them. Yeah.
You know, like I said before, it's hard to imagine cleaning that or dusting that in any way, shape, or form. Yeah.
My parents just redid like the brick around their fireplace. I should have suggested seashells instead.
You should.
Yeah. Yeah, they do have those where the seashells are in the wall, embedded, right? Yeah.
Well, kind of embedded.
Well, kind of.
They stick out.
They do. They probably fall off every once in a while.
Could be.
Got to re-glue them. I don't know.
Dangerous wall. Don't brush up against it.
No, yeah. National Hike with a Geek Day. That's today. Hike with a Geek.
Isn't that crazy?
Going beyond desk exercise, National Hike with a Geek Day summons the techies and geeks and the IT gurus and gamers to push away from the keyboard. Do your sons know it's National Hike with a Geek Day? They should strike out against inviting landscapes of nature. Get them out in nature.
It'd be nice if they did take a hike.
Oh, okay.
Take a hike, kid.
You know they're not listening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
But I was so happy as a parent to know that they were hanging out with geeks.
Ah, okay.
I mean, that is
good comforting.
Is that because you're a geek yourself?
In a way, a little bit. Yeah. I love technology.
Okay. National Hike with a Geek Day. Okay, that's just one of those made-up stupid days. All right. like so many of these. It's the first day of summer today, by the way. It's National Coin Aman Day.
Really? You're just going to slide that in there?
What, summer?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's the first day of summer.
Summer. Today.
It's not a very summery first day of summer.
No. It's raining. Oh, we didn't even get to the weather
yet.
It's
like a swamp outside.
Okay.
I mean, it's just humid and sticky, and dew points are just through the roof, whatever those dew points are.
Now, have you ever heard of this National Coin? Have you ever heard of Coin Aman? It's some sort of cake.
Oh, it is.
It's a round, crusty cake made with yeast-raised dough. Bakers create the cake by folding layers of butter and sugar inward, similar in a fashion to a puff pastry or a croissant. Coin Aman, Kouign Aman. I have no
idea.
You
add yeast to a cake, huh?
I guess.
Well, that's different.
The name comes from Breton words for cake, coin, and butter, aman. Okay.
They made a real bad mistake.
It's really confusing and stupid.
No,
nobody can
remember
it.
No one's ever going to say
nobody's
it.
Nobody's going to even try it.
Right.
National Ice Cream Soda Day. Yeah. That probably explains itself.
Yep.
I'm trying to move along here. Ann and Samantha Day. Who are Ann and Samantha? I have a feeling this may be a sad story. Okay. Oh, it's about Anne Frank. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Celebrated biannually on the summer solstice and winter solstice, Ann and Samantha Day honors Anne Frank and Samantha Smith. Anne Frank moved generations with her words she recorded in her diary, the diary of a young Jewish girl born June 12, 1929 in Frankfurt, Germany, on the cusp of one of the most significant upheavals in world history. She was the second daughter of Otto and Ruth Frank, and let me just continue here.
Samantha got in there somehow.
Yes, the Frank family fled Nazi Germany for Amsterdam. In 1939, and, you know, her diary became a place of solace from the despair that they were all under. So I don't know. Samantha Smith was the daughter of an instructor of college literature and a social worker. She was born in 1972, so many years later. When she was 10 years old, she sought to understand the Cold War between the U.S. and Russia. So she wrote a letter to Yuri Andropov. Remember that? 1972, and he answered that letter. And while her letter was published in a Soviet paper, she didn't receive a response from Andropov. But not to be discouraged, she sent a letter to the ambassador to the U.S. asking if there'd be a response. Eventually, she got a response from Andropov, and so it was a lengthy letter.
Yeah,
can't read it all here, but it was.
No, that's fine. That's
anyway,
fine.
It was a tip of the
finally
hat,
getting so. Credit.
Yes. All right.
And the vanilla milkshake day is certainly something we can skip past, right? You know, I hate milkshakes.
Do you really?
What a cheap way to make a malt.
Right.
You know?
I like vanilla malts.
Malts are wonderful.
I like vanilla
wonderful.
With malt.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good taste.
They treated malt like gold.
Yeah.
You got to pay a lot at the grocery store just to buy a container of malt.
It's hard to find malt.
Yeah.
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 It is.
Is it really?
They don't sell a lot of it, I guess. Well, or maybe it's just too expensive.
They have carnation malt out
there. They do have some.
I purchased some of that.
The malt shops have really gone out of favor, so the supply chain is down.
That's it.
Is that it?
The thing is, malt gets hard.
Okay.
It attracts moisture in the air, and it becomes solid rock after about a month. So you have to go through it quickly.
All right, one more. We got a National American Eagle Day.
Yes.
It honors our national symbol, the eagle, raising awareness for protecting the bald eagle. The day encourages recovery of natural environments and providing education and outreach, okay?
All right.
That's it for the National Day calendar. We'll crack open the history books when the John and Gordy Day After Explosion show continues. Yes.
We survived the explosion edition of the family show.
Yes.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
If you don't know your customer, you could really be missing out on market share. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. You know, in this day and time, no farmer can make assumptions that you really know what your consumers are looking for unless you visit with them. And that's exactly what Brady Klatt did. He's a beef producer from Clinton, Wisconsin. He was on a recent trade mission to South Korea and Japan on behalf of the Wisconsin Beef Council. He said what he found out is the assumption we make in the United States that Japan and South Korea want variety meats is only partially true.
We kind of view our variety meats, as kind of the prominent products that are shipped over there, and that's not necessarily the truth anymore. A lot of like chuck roast or chuck eye roll, which is a big cut over there, is sent over there, and their Korean barbecue is a different style than what we traditionally consume over here. So it's really adding a lot of value throughout the entirety of the carcass, not just those variety meats that we might often think are being sent over that way.
Brady Klatt from Clinton, Wisconsin, one of the producers that was along with the Wisconsin Beef Council on a trade mission hosted by the U.S. Meat Export Federation to South Korea as well as Japan. Well, markets and overnight electronic trade, now that they're back in session after the Juneteenth holiday, a little bit mixed. Your numbers are next.
Wisconsin soybean growers have lots of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
They're back at it in Chicago as far as the grain trade. Right now, December corn trading a penny lower at 466. November soybeans unchanged, 1132. July wheat down another penny, 581 a bushel. The July Class 3 milk right now up 18 cents, 1979 a hundredweight. The August milk up 8, 2038 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers are trending so far for a Thursday morning. Hey, don't forget, more information available at MidwestFarmReport.com. Would love for you to sign up for our daily e-newsletter while you're there. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms are likely, a high near 79. For tonight, scattered storms and a low of 64. Some showers and thunderstorms on your Friday, otherwise partly sunny, a high near 87. Friday night, storms and 69. Saturday, scattered storms and 86.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. Get long-lasting protection for your outdoor living space with Thompson's Water Seal Clear Wood Sealer. It provides waterproofing protection for exterior wood surfaces while maintaining and enhancing the wood's natural color. You can also view our weekly sales flyer on Menards.com and check out other great deals happening this week now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin joins us at 11 o'clock. All things sports with J.R. Radcliffe and weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Einstein's Express, where we move your package so fast that we actually break the time barrier. In fact, we guarantee that your package will arrive at its destination at least 12 hours before you send it. Einstein's Express, when it absolutely, relatively has to get there the day before yesterday.
Wow.
They're fast.
Sounds a little much, pretty much like time travel, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
All right. Yeah. This is the John and Gordy Show. We survived the explosion edition.
That's right.
And this is WMDX, Mad Radio. Hope you're having a very good morning. And we're going to take out the balls and and check and see what the temperature is going to be today.
That's right. The high temperature. Yep.
Yes,
it's raining right now.
The lottery balls is what they are.
Yeah, we found this old lottery ball machine and we revamped it to predict the high temperature
for
today.
To just have two balls instead of three because we normally don't need three.
Yeah, it usually doesn't get into the 100-degree range, so we're okay.
But we do have an extra ball to throw in case.
Just in case. It's always good to have an extra ball around.
I'm thinking.
Let's check out the high temperature for today.
All right, here we go. Let's roll those balls.
All right. Here we go. All right. First ball, the number is 7. Second ball, number is 7. You stop? It's 77 is the predicted high today. I can't even look at you some mornings. That's why I gaze out under the window. That's going to be high.
It seems like it's taking a longer time for those balls to drop.
Well, the older they get, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
So 77 for high. Right now it's 67 rain this morning and probably more on the way this afternoon. Same deal tomorrow. And then
we've got the leaf blower guy out there.
Is he out there? Really? It's raining. And the street sweeper is out there.
Isn't that crazy?
Probably just gets paid to do that every day. Is he just going to take a day off?
Look what he's doing. He's moving pushing the water around.
Water down.
That's all he does on a day like this. There are no leaves anywhere near here. I don't know.
Maybe we shouldn't talk about him because he's got a good job.
He's got a good job.
And he's doing a great job.
Again, the street sweepers.
He's always there. He shows up every day.
He does. He's dependable.
He is.
That's it. All right. Time to crack open the history. Oh, do we want to get that text out of the way first?
Yes. Why don't we talk about the text on this show? I have
You're on a mission. You're on a mission to make us high tech.
I want you guys to be a little bit more high tech.
Not just us. You want everybody to be high tech.
I want you to have a good watch.
I have a great watch. It's a Bulova.
Me too.
It's beautiful.
No, that's not the kind of watch I'm talking about.
Mine is solar powered.
It's very
No, that doesn't matter. I don't care if it's. What do you mean it's solar powered?
It charges with the sun, so I don't ever have to like change battery or something.
Same here. I don't know how it's
so
charged.
So do you worry about not going outside some days and not having a charged? Okay.
Mine's self-winding. I don't know. It winds itself.
Well, I have a high-tech watch.
Yeah,
sports
you do.
Watch.
Yeah. You're very braggadocious about it.
Yes.
It's a glorified step counter, John.
It's a step counter, is right.
So what? What does that
do for
you?
It keeps track of your heartbeat.
Yeah.
The oxygen level in your blood. It does all sorts of things. It even predicts, sometimes it'll even tell you you have a heart arrhythmia.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys are just sitting around here, oblivious to your health. You don't care.
That's nuts.
Okay,
so anyway, we got a text.
Our 227 caller.
Yeah.
He texted and he said, I found a suitable watch for Gordy Rubble.
It's not Barney Rubble, it's Gordy Rubble.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right. And by the way, Sam is along with that.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
What do you mean he's along?
He's along for your ride.
I do got to say, this would be a cool watch to have.
Yeah. It's a watch it's a sundial watch. An actual sundial.
Right.
Looks like it's made out of marble or something.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful.
But yeah, it's nice.
Probably a little heavy.
You would think. Plus, you got to stand, in the right position.
Yeah, you got to bring a compass wherever you are.
Right. Yeah, well, that's cute. You know, thanks for sending that in. And I'm not going to change.
And rubbing it in.
I'm not going to change.
Well, you know, the thing is about your watch, so you're counting your steps, right?
It counts the steps for me.
Yeah. Well, I know, but it counts the steps for
me. I keep track of them. Yeah.
You look at it all the time. Go, oh, I got to get 3,000 more steps in before. Oh, no.
Yeah.
So to me, that's kind of like if you're trying to lose weight, that'd be like jumping on the scale every 3 hours. Oh, did I lose any weight yet? Yes. It's always on your mind. You can't get away from it. It's just constant.
I'm not preoccupied with it.
I think you are.
It's on my watch.
I'm pretty sure you're preoccupied.
You know, all of that is on my watch, and all I have to do is, like, you know, lower my hand and look at it. You know, it's not like I have to run to a different room and stand on a scale.
I know. But is it comfortable?
Yes, it's very comfortable.
It's big and clunky.
No, it big and clunky.
It is. And it's got that plastic band on it. It's
For many years, for many decades, a large watch was the thing to have.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. And this is just a large watch,
a
thing to have.
That. Okay.
And it has a computer in it.
John, I think you should switch back to your original, or at least your old digital watch that has like this analog face on it. Yeah. Have you told that story on the air of why you had that watch?
No, I didn't.
Let's hear that.
I love technology, so I wanted to move to digital watches.
Right.
And my girlfriend at the time she hated digital watches. She likes the traditional hands on a watch. That was it. So I had to get one that combined the two. It's a Pulsar, and it's kind of, and it's rectangular as well, oddly.
So you changed watches because of your girlfriend?
Well, I got that specific watch that had the hands on it, and you could push the button, and it would become digital.
Okay.
And it was superimposed over the hands.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I could sneak that in without her knowing.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did she think about that?
She thought that was a great idea. Yeah.
Which girlfriend was this? Just curious. You don't have to reveal.
Okay, good.
We don't want to embarrass her.
Well, she's out west now.
She's
not listening. Okay. But I actually could hear us all over the globe if you want.
She might be on the Civic Media app, so
she could
be careful.
All right. Well, anyway, get the smart watch.
Keep track of all that stuff.
Not only, by the way, not only is it good for your health, but you can keep track of your texts.
Yeah.
Shows up there.
You take pictures with your watch too, right? Or with your camera?
It's a remote. I can set up my
camera.
My camera, yeah. my phone.
Right.
I have a flip phone.
Right.
Not a flip phone, a fold. I got
fold
the fold.
Phone.
The
folding
Samsung
phone.
Fold. And so you set it up.
Phoner.
You aim it at everybody.
Sure.
And you use your watch to click the camera.
It mostly works. Okay,
it works. Not mostly, it does work.
Sometimes it misfires.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't really. All right.
I think you're obsessed with this watch. I don't know. Do you have stock in that company or something? You're trying
to
sell them
to
everybody.
Maybe you should become a salesman for Samsung.
You got a bunch of them in your trunk. You want to go set up a little kiosk somewhere?
These are the best watches.
Yeah.
You know, the Apple Watch sucks.
Okay.
All right.
Can we get to the history book? We're way behind.
Is it finally time to open the book?
Please.
We're about half an hour behind.
Okay, that's all right. Well, we had the explosion to deal with. So. By the way, every day we're going to end with an explosion here on the show.
Right.
From now
grand
on.
Idea.
That's our signature.
Grand idea.
Okay. That's our signature.
All right. What's on the history books for today, June
Let's
20th?
How much you know about the French Revolution?
Not much.
You know, we really should just cruise through.
We could skip it.
It happened before the American Revolution.
No, it happened after, actually.
Okay, I know nothing then.
1789.
The
French Revolution sort of begins today. It's hard to pin down exactly when it started.
Yeah.
The French government at the time was basically an absolute monarchy. On paper, it wasn't, but it basically was. And one of the three groups, the Third Estate, which is like their sort of legislature group representing the people, took an oath to basically just stay in this one spot until they got an actual constitution for their government.
Wow.
Okay. The king had like called this assembly together, and they were locked out of the building. because they didn't want like the input of the regular people.
Yeah.
And so they met up at a tennis court next door.
Tennis court.
And then they just kind of and they just kind of camped out there and took the tennis court oath, which was their vow to get a constitution for the country.
Okay.
So again, we don't know the exact day.
And no, it was that happened today.
Okay,
but when you call the start of the revolution, the start of the revolution is.
So while they were drafting the Constitution, they're playing tennis.
Yeah,
off and on, just to
they just needed
time?
Like a big meeting hall. Wow. Okay. So they went indoors there.
It's like you having your ping pong table.
Oh God, that was a disaster. I ordered the thing.
Have you gotten it?
I got it. I started setting it up, and it's like way too big. I don't know how I thought this was going to work.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so they're actually coming back. I have to return it. They're picking it up today. This is in a box. It's 85 pounds.
Oh, my God.
I barely got it in
and
the
is
house.
Like this is like a tabletop one that you set on top of a table?
Yes.
Oh,
and then
gosh.
I realized.
Do they make them smaller? Do they?
No, not. Well, there's like one size smaller I probably should have ordered. But no, I'm going to try something different now. Okay. I don't know what.
All right.
They do have
put a swimming pool in your basement. Try that.
No. There is a smaller version of ping pong tables now that you can use.
Oh, there is. And
they're kind of like 6 foot by 3 foot or something.
Can you hit the ball on those things?
Yeah,
it's small.
I don't know. It's too small. I was thinking I could put the ping pong table, if I got a regular ping pong table, I could put it in the living room and then move the living room into the dining room.
Don't do that.
But that doesn't seem right.
No, that's not right.
So. And I could do it in the basement, but the basement, I don't know.
Hey, you know, I just want to throw this in. You know, we were talking about not an exact date for the French Revolution. I looked up Star Trek holidays, and I wanted to add to our calendar.
Sure.
Star Trek holidays from the TV series, what they're, you know, like the Romulan holiday for, you know. The best dinner you ever made.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
And they had these kind of holidays where they didn't know specifically what day it started. So I thought, this is a bad idea. This is not working out. They didn't care.
Okay, well.
All right.
The writers just didn't develop the lore enough.
They didn't.
Well, we'll put that idea aside.
We're going to have to can that one. But it was an idea.
No more workshopping.
No.
It's dead.
Yeah.
So throw that in the
dead. Dead in the water.
The dead idea file.
No Star Trek historical dates.
That's sad. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Whew.
Back to the history?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. More history. What's going on?
Oh, my God.
On
what
day?
Happened to us today?
let's see. I was a little short on ideas, so I was digging into some music history.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Sure.
That.
Today, in 1969, David Bowie records Space Oddity.
What a great album.
Yeah, it was.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
One year when I was working at the summer camp, I was teaching kids how to build and launch model rockets, and I would play this song every time.
Oh, wow. You made it. What about the song Major Tom?
What
is
about
there a separate song, Major Tom?
Yeah.
I got to look it up.
All right, look it up.
I haven't listened to that much David Bowie music.
Well, it's not David Bowie. It's somebody else.
Oh, that would be why. Who's it by?
Just look it up.
Just the song is called Major Tom.
Yeah, Peter Schilling. I'm not quite sure. Just check it out.
All right,
it's an '80s.
You got it,
Peter Schilling.
Okay,
it might take a little bit to load.
All right,
in
the meantime.
Other than that, let's see. 1975, Jaws hits the theaters.
You got the music for that?
No.
Oh, come on.
We know that. We know the theme.
Dun 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 dun. Dun.
He has it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just confirmed to me that deep water is just bad, no matter.
Don't go there.
Yeah.
Are you afraid of deep water, John?
Yes, I am.
Stay out of the ocean.
I do not like water.
Mm. That's unusual, isn't it?
No, is it that unusual?
Because you're a Cancer. You're a moon child.
Right.
Usually we are drawn to, if you believe anything about, you know, astrology,
half
which
Norwegian,
I don't.
Right.
You are? What's the other
water
half?
Should be Italian.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Jaws was a groundbreaking movie.
It was. Yeah, it
that
was.
Mechanical shark thing. If you actually seen that, it's strange looking.
This is Major Tom.
6:49, more of the John and Gordy Show right around the corner. Second stage is cut. We're now in orbit. Stabilizers up.
running perfect, starting to collect.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX with John and Gordy. Morning show, the family show.
Yes.
The day after the explosion show. Yeah,
it is.
That rocked it is our world. Day. Downtown Madison.
Well, yeah. You know, I was doing a little research on the recent trip that Trump made to Racine.
Yeah.
And his comments about Milwaukee,
yeah, you know,
being a horrible, horrible city.
Yeah, he was trying to tap dance his way out of that. He was kind of backing away.
Well, he did completely try to back out of it. And that's not working because there are 10 billboards to remind him of what he said in Milwaukee. Okay?
Sure.
So to make it even better,
yeah,
Milwaukee Brewing Company is releasing the beer that celebrates that moment in response to the comments Donald Trump made about Milwaukee. Mobcraft Brewing is releasing a new beer.
Really?
It's in parentheses.
Okay.
Not so. Horrible City IPA. The Not So Horrible City IPA.
Okay.
Just in time for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. They'll have it out there on the shelves. They're available for all the Republicans to drink.
See, that's capitalism at its best.
Just
get an idea, just go for it and see what everybody's going to want to buy that now.
Yeah. The marketing team immediately purchased the rights to horriblecityipa.com.
Good for them.
Which redirects users to Mobcraft's website to pre-order a four-pack of the beer. It has a sweeter note, which will overpower the bitter hops normally people don't like about IPA, but I love IPA myself.
Yeah.
Representing how Milwaukee's sweeter side outweighs the bittersweet.
Good for them. Let's order some.
Yeah.
We got to get that. I got to do that.
You're ordering it now?
All right. Why not?
Well, let's get some of that in here, huh? The Not So Horrible City IPA.
We really should have a wet bar in here, don't you think? Just let's start up and, you know, get a refrigerator in here.
let's do the old Dean Martin thing. No one can really see us, right? But,
right.
You know, we could get
we're
bar.
We're on Facebook. But
we
yeah.
could have a bar
over here.
Yeah. And then just start hold highballs in our hands as we walk around.
Start drinking first thing in the morning. Why not?
Yeah, cracking wise, you know, thinking that we're really, really funny when we're on these.
Right. That's a good idea.
Drinking tangents.
Dave Black, the guy who used to be the advisor for WSUM, the student station in Madison.
Right.
He once said that the mistakes you make on air while high are way funnier than the mistakes you make on air while drunk. Because students showed up all the time on both substances.
Wow. This was your advisor?
Yes.
Is he still the advisor?
No, he actually has passed away, unfortunately. Oh. I never got to meet him, but he's got some like cool witticisms like that.
Well, that's unusual. That's not bad, I guess. Oh, man.
Some good advice. But we've got room in here. Why not, you know, make it a little bit more of an entertainment? You know, maybe I should get the ping pong table up here. Wouldn't that be good?
We should have an on-air ping pong tournament.
Oh, no, that would really work.
No?
It's like the days of the week. You know, it's super interesting. Okay.
We just got to get like really good ping pong players in here. So it'll like be like
just constant, right?
It's like back and forth action.
Yes, it is. I love it. It's good hand-eye coordination. It's good for you.
All right. I guess.
You're not a ping pong player?
I am. No? Well, you know I'm not.
Okay.
He used to have me over just to beat the hell out of me at ping pong.
That's right. I used to have a ping pong table in the basement when I lived here before. Yeah. Forgot about that. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. We're talking about, you know, Trump making it to Racine.
Right.
And talking about how he saved Kenosha from going down the tubes.
Sure.
Because he supposedly stopped the riots. Remember Black Lives Matter riots down there? But
he stopped.
The governor actually sent the National Guard in before he even suggested it. But, you know, he always taking credit for whatever he can.
Right.
It's well known that he is now being filmed waving at nobody. This has hit the Twitter sphere, the X sphere.
What do you mean?
There are videos all over of him walking out of a building or walking off the plane and waving at people.
Yeah, because there's big crowds everywhere he goes.
But there's no one there. No one is there. He's waving at nobody.
Do they have video evidence of that from?
Yes. Yeah,
from
they have
the other side.
Yeah, they have videos all. Just capturing every one of these crazy moments where he's got both hands up in the air, and there's no one there. it's just for show. Man. It's an amazing thing. And obviously now we're all very privy to the knowledge that they're putting ads on Craigslist to get people to show up.
Yeah,
they're
to sell tickets.
People to go into his rallies.
Yeah. They're right, yeah. They're paying them.
So he's waving to nobody, and they're paying people to go to his rallies. And this is all a lead-up now, and the big thing is
all
that
fake.
Fox News is now beating that drum, saying that, look at the big crowds, look at all the people. He's got to win, obviously, because everybody is out for him. They love him now.
They love him.
They show up at these rallies. Everybody loves him. That's why he's got to win. If he doesn't win, then something is wrong.
Right.
And they're setting everybody up for that to happen. I predicted this a long time ago. It's not a hard prediction to make, is they're going to dispute the election results if Trump does not win.
They've already said that.
Yeah. Basically,
pretty much.
You're right. They have said that.
Yeah.
I have a cut here.
Okay.
I think we have time for this. Cut 125. Let's play this. This is a Trump person. He's wearing a Trump T-shirt. I'm voting felon.
Okay.
Let's check this out.
I think it shows that Trump is like built different, and like he's not doing this for the benefit. Like he was already a billionaire before, nice properties around the world. Like he's doing it because he cares about people.
Oh, man.
And I think, like you said, all the stuff he's going through shows it. Because like if I just wanted the power, if I just wanted the money or fame, like I you know, any other politician would have dropped out, like criminal cases, you know, all that. But I think it shows that he's in it for the people, and that's why he wants to continue.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
So
greed knows no bounds, my friend.
That's exactly it.
Got a text here from 227 again. The infamous escalator event had all paid supporters with signs provided by Trump. He's been faking it since day one.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Just an amazing thing. So all of this
continues.
Is coming out, and I hope that it gets out even more.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's, you know, finally getting the idea that this is all show.
Yes. All right. Coming up shortly, we're going to have a guest in the studio, Dana Pelaban, who is running for Dane County Executive.
Indeed.
Will be a guest on the John and Gordy Show.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, P. Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Tim Sowers from the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. I'm also joined by Mary Rose Eckberg from Make Music Madison.
Nightlight with P. Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.